Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another fun-filled edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host Macaulay Matthews, I am of course William Ramo. Well, we'll talk sports, entertainment, whatever you want to talk about. You know the usual. What's going on, Macaulay?
Hey, I'm doing good. Just watching this Yankee Eagle game right now.
Yeah, I'm looking at that a little bit too myself. Yankees are trailing 5-4. Angels got runners at the corners. There's two outs, so Yankees might hold them to this run. Yankees are trying to hold the Angels to a one-run lead deficit.
Yeah, hopefully.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Looks like there's way back. It's out of here. A three-run home
five.
Run.
8-4.
By Kendry Morales. Four Angels.
Oh, looks like that might be our first series loss of the year.
Yeah, that could be the heartbreaker of the game. Vasquez, he didn't pitch too good.
Yeah, this guy Vasquez, man, he's had one good start out of all his four starts.
And even that last start he had, when he finally won, that was kind of questionable because sure, he struck out a lot of guys, but gave up some gopher balls.
Yeah.
So,
but
know,
overall, it was only one good start, three bad starts. So, got to get it together or else it would be out of the rotation.
Yep. And Of course, we'll talk a little Mets baseball after that, and some hoops with the postseason as it pertains to Knicks, and a little Gallinari news, a little bit about the NFL draft, and of course, talk a little sports entertainment afterwards. But we will continue this Yankee talk. What's your thoughts about this game and the season so far?
With your started off good, you know. Right now we're 12-5. We lose today, we'll be 12-6. We'll be like one game behind the Rays, who are hot right now. They're like 13-5. They have the best record in the majors right now. I mean, we've been doing pretty good. But this loss right here, this is going to be a crushing loss. But after this, we head back home to face Baltimore. I think we'll be on the road to go to play Baltimore. But so far, you know, for the most part, it's been good for the Yankees.
Yeah. I mean,
every year we start off slow. So this year we've gotten off to a quick start.
Well, maybe crushing loss is a bit of a stretch. I mean, you guys are... Right now, it looks like it appears you guys are going to lose your first series, but you guys are in the race with the Rays. You should be fortunate Red Sox got off to that horrible start.
Man, where are those naysayers that said Red Sox would win the division? Where are they? Red Sox ain't winning shit.
I believe I was one of the naysayers between you guys and Red Sox. Or maybe I think I might have picked you guys someone in them and the wild card.
They're not as good as the Rays or the Yankees. Sorry.
So yeah, Rays look like they're gonna try to, you know, go back, you know, like as if it's 2008.
Yeah.
On their best run.
I think they'll fall back. I think they'll start to fade a little bit.
Yeah, I think so also. I think it's a little too early to think that they're going to, you know, to continue at this pace that they're at. So I agree with you. They'll definitely fall back, you know, to earth.
Of course. That's the Yankees division, man. Come on. Yankees own that division. You got rights.
You never know, though.
Yeah.
They did it a couple of years ago. They did 2 years ago, so. Sure, they didn't win a championship thanks to the Phillies, but, you know, it's early, but you never know.
Yeah, you're right.
Sure,
Yankees will still smack the shit out of them.
The game isn't over yet. I mean, it is getting late. It's going to be top of the eighth coming up.
Yeah, Yankees still have a chance. I mean, you know, they could score, so they're never out of it, so we'll see.
Yeah. I predict that worst is going to be an 8-5 final. I think you guys will at least score a run.
Yeah.
You guys don't come back, which I've seen you guys do a million times.
Oh, yeah, especially
to my
last
chagrin.
Year. Last year, the Yankees came back like crazy, I mean.
Yeah, what was it, 61 times or something like that?
Something like that.
Crazy. Eyes in the face.
Oh, yeah. It's like every game. It's like watching the circus.
Like, you guys got too many pies in the face. People were vomiting Cool Whip or whatever. Like, Jesus. Like, every game you guys came back.
Yeah, last year was ridiculous.
Including one memorable comeback, which I'm pretty sure you're a mind reader. You know what I'm talking about.
Astido.
Yes, that is the exact name that crossed my mind. The name that should not be named. That bum, Luis Castillo. Yep. But so far the Mets are doing good. They finally got back. They went off to a slow start, but they finally won these last two series. So,
yeah.
They're back to 500, 9-9.
Yeah, break up the Mets. guys are on a hot streak right now. With Reyes batting third.
Yep. It's actually for Duke. Even though he didn't have a statistically good game yesterday, but he's been playing well.
So it's official. He's going to be batting third for the rest of the season now.
With Jerry Manuel, you never know. But it looks like he's gonna be in. He's gonna be batting third until Carlos Beltran returns. Whenever he returns.
Okay.
But
that's what, three of the last four, right?
Yes. Actually, five of their last six.
Oh, five of last.
Because they won the Cubs series. They lost, I think, the third game of the Cubs series, and they've won the last two games with the Braves, and tonight they're gonna try to sweep the series.
Cool.
Against the Braves.
And the Braves suck.
Yeah, they do.
Definitely not the same Braves, you know, from 10 years ago with Chipper Jones.
2000. Yeah. Told it was right out of my mouth. But
Teixeira just got on, so Yankees are still not out of this right now in the Yankee game.
A leadoff home run?
Leadoff walk.
I mean, leadoff. Oh, leadoff.
Yeah. All right, the Mets play tonight, right?
Yeah, ESPN. 8 o'clock.
Prime time.
Yep, 2 weeks in a row, they're you know, playing prime time.
Oh, okay. Next week they play against who?
They're playing against Dodgers, and then I think after that it's the Phillies.
Oh, all in prime time?
No, I don't think. I don't know if it's in prime time. I doubt it because it's been two Sundays in a row. They've been playing the Sunday night games.
Oh, last week was against Cubs in prime time, right?
Right.
Oh, okay.
But they went off to a slow start, a two and six start, and then they've won these last two series. And today, hopefully, they'll get the sweep with Pelfrey on the mound tonight. And the key to this resurgence is
motherfucker,
Mike Davis.
I'm sorry about that. Yeah, A-Rod just hit a screaming line drive, and Torrey Hunter made a great catch. Catch that ball.
So you, Teixeira still at first?
Yeah, still at first.
He didn't, I wouldn't advise him to advance at that, you know, trying to go to second on that.
Negro Hunter, Torrey Hunter robbed A-Rod of a hit.
Well, that's what Torrey Hunter's been doing his whole career.
Negro Hunter.
Well, anyway. who he robbed A-Rod, right?
Yeah.
But I see you're pretty happy about this game.
All right, man. Just lose this game, man. But you know what makes me happy is that although Torrey Hunter just robbed A-Rod of a hit, I think I feel happy when I think about it. I think about all the times he made Torrey Hunter cry in a postseason. So that makes me happy when I think about that.
And I think you're referring to last year's series.
Yep, and all the times he got his team, when he was on the Twins, they had to face the Yankees in the postseason, all the times they got eliminated. So.
Yeah, other than last year and his Twins days, the Angels have been whooping you guys' butt, with the exception of last year.
Well, no, I'm talking about Torrey Hunter, you know.
You just talk about
the Angels.
His career against the Yankees.
Yeah, postseason. All the times we made him cry, so. But he could rob A-Rod. He could rob any hit he wants, but he just has to think back of the times the Yankees made him cry in the postseason.
Wow, Max bullying Torrey Hunter on the year. You're not getting any Christmas presents from him this year.
I don't want no Christmas presents from him. I'm from year. The damn what Torrey Hunter gives you for Christmas. And you mentioned the Angels. Yeah, I mean, you finally beat the Angels last year, but the two times before that, they beat us in short series. I mean, come on. Anybody could win a short series. In a long series, they can't beat the Yankees. And we finally got them in a long series, and we kicked their butt. So, that just proves you that in a long series, Angels don't match up well with us.
Well, I mean, they are the underdogs against you guys. Every time they face you guys.
Yeah, but, you know, the two times that they beat us in the postseason, you know, it was always in the first round. Last year, we finally got them in a long series. And they couldn't beat us. That's when they could only beat us in a short series. Other than that, they don't have a chance.
What's the update on the game right now?
And the inning just ended, a double play. So right now we're going to the bottom eight. It looks like this game is over.
Yeah, it looks like it. Unless they do their typical Yankee miracle stuff. Oh, the key to you guys coming back, you got to get the leadoff hitter on.
Yeah.
That's the key right there.
Yeah, but we're down 8-4, so we got to climb our way all the way back up.
Oh, yeah. Definitely need a rally. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But guess who you keep us posted how the Yankees are doing. You know, throughout the game. But I guess we'll switch gears to the NBA playoffs. And right now, Cavaliers is blowing out the Bulls. So they should go to a 3-1 series. But before going to that, I don't know if you realize, but there's like 14 former Knicks, you know, playing in the postseason this year.
Yeah, I realize that. Yeah. Kurt Thomas, Quentin Richardson.
You wanna play a game and see if you could guess the 14 players?
Yeah, I'll tell you.
All right.
Okay. Let me see. All right. It's Marcus Camby. That's one.
And where's he at?
He's on Portland.
That is correct.
Quentin Richardson, he's playing with Miami right now.
That is correct.
Kurt Thomas playing with Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
Jamal Crawford's playing with Atlanta.
Yep.
Nate Robinson's playing with Boston.
Right.
Who else is there? There's more.
Yep.
That's five so far, right?
One, two, three, four, five. Yep, that's five.
Who else? What's his face? On Denver, Balkin?
Ronaldo Bachman.
Yeah, Ronaldo Bachman. Does he count?
Yep, he definitely counts. And what team is he on?
Denver.
Yep.
So that's six. Who else? Who else is there?
You want a clue what team he's on, or?
Sure.
All right, I'll give you San Antonio.
San Antonio. Oh, wait, I got one before San Antonio. Channing Frye on Phoenix.
That is correct.
San Antonio. I can't think of San Antonio. Who is it? Can't be Nazir Muhammad because he's not on the team anymore.
Antonio McDyess. Well, Nazir Muhammad is in the postseason, but he's on a different team now.
Oh, Antonio McDyess. Okay. Oh, yeah, Nazir Muhammad. Does he count also?
Yes, he does. He's a former Knick, but he's not on San Antonio anymore. He's on a different team.
Oh, is he in Oakland Thunder?
Nope.
Lakers?
Nope.
I can't think of what team he's on right now.
I'll give you a clue. He's on a team with another former Knick.
Milwaukee?
Nope.
Atlanta.
Nope, but you are, well, I don't know if I should say that.
Boston?
Nope.
Denver?
Nope.
Phoenix?
What was that?
Phoenix?
Nope.
Portland?
Nope.
Cleveland?
Nope.
I give up.
Charlotte.
Oh, okay, I forgot about them. Yeah, Charlotte, okay.
Okay, I think a lot of people are forgetting about them, too, in this postseason.
Zach Randolph in the playoffs?
Zach Randolph.
No, he played for Memphis, right?
Yeah, I think so. Wait, they're not in the postseason.
Yeah, they're not in the postseason, but I thought I was thinking he was playing on Charlotte, but he plays in Memphis. Sometimes I get those two franchises confused. Charlotte and Memphis.
Cool. His current teammate in Charlotte is a former Knick from last year.
I can't think of any other guys. Tell us the rest. Because I got seven so far.
Larry Hughes.
Actually, I got nine so far.
The answer is Larry Hughes.
Actually, I got 10 so far. Marcus Camby, Quincy Richardson, Kurt Thomas, Jamal Crawford, Nate Robinson, Ronald Walkman, Shannon Fry, Antonio McDyess, Nazir Muhammad. Who's the other four? Other five?
There's Larry Hughes, which I just mentioned. Matt Barnes from Orlando.
Oh, right.
Let me see. Randolph Morris. I don't know if you remember that guy. He played briefly with the Knicks, I think last year.
Oh.
Yeah, he was a center. And let me see. Matt Carroll on Dallas. And, of course, the legendary Tim Thomas on Dallas.
Oh,
with Matt
Tim
Carroll.
Thomas. I forgot about him, too.
Yeah. I was just about that guy. But then again, what was it, the second or third time around he was on the team, he did play a little better because the pressure was on. But
yeah, he played a little better, but he's still a big
that guy is a bust. And not to mention, there's also former players, Knick players who are coaches. Phil Jackson, Scott Brooks, Mike Woodson, Rick Carlisle, which I didn't know he was a former Knick player. And, of course, Doc Rivers.
All right.
And Knicks, of course, have only made one playoff appearance since 04. Well, actually, it was in 04. But
yeah, one playoff appearance in 9 years.
Yeah. Since 01, they haven't. Since 01, the only appearance they made was in 04.
Yeah. Well, there you go. All these former Knick players having success, and the current Knick players are going home to watch the NBA playoffs.
Speaking of current Knick players, Gallinari, he was given an interview at with an Italian news agency, and he was pretty much saying that, to rate his season, he'd give it an 8 out of 10, and that he played 81 games, and he'd love to have a season like that again. And he spoke to the Italian Federation president, and he said that he'd like to play with LeBron James. You know, he hopes that LeBron James becomes a Knick. This year.
Oh, wow.
And here's the more surprising thing he said is that he said that he'd like to finish his career in Italy with his former team, Milano.
Oh. That'll probably be later on.
I would assume later on, like when he's older.
Yeah. Because there's no way we'll let him go back to Italy now. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the truth. I'd assume when he's in his late 30s, you know, early 40s, when he's, you know, washed up in the league.
Yeah.
Hopefully after winning some titles with us.
Hopefully. LeBron on the team, hopefully. Then again, he says he wants to play with LeBron. I mean, that may mean he wants to play with LeBron in Cleveland.
Well, we have Gallinari under contract for a couple of years now, so we don't have to worry about him becoming a free agent anytime soon.
Yeah, in 2 years we have to worry.
Like 2 or 3 years from now, then we'll have to worry.
Yeah.
Right now we don't have to worry about Gallinari going anywhere.
Man, we need to keep David Lee on the Knicks.
Yeah, but you stole the words right out of my mouth. We need to get David Lee on the Knicks. But there's even reports that, the Hornets might be interested in Lee. And according to the rumors, I mean, I don't buy the rumors, but then again, you never know. These rumors are saying that they're in love with David Lee, that they'd be willing to give Chris Paul and or Okafor to try to get him in a signing trade.
Who's interested in him? The Hornets?
Yeah, that's the rumor that's been going on since I think last week.
Oh, Bobcats?
No, Hornets.
Hornets?
Yeah, Hornets.
Bobcats,
no,
you mean?
Hornets. The one with Chris Paul. New Orleans Hornets.
Oh, okay. I think you're talking about Charlotte. Okay.
No, New Orleans Hornets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that according to the rumors that he'd be willing to, if we can sign Lee and, you know, do a signing trade with Hornets, they'd be willing to give up Chris Paul and or Emeka Okafor, which would solve two of our solve two of our biggest problems. But I think I don't see that happening. I mean, I strongly doubt it because Chris Paul is a superstar.
Yeah, you're not gonna give him up for the David Lee.
Yeah, I mean, David Lee is a one-time All-Star. But Chris Paul is a legitimate point guard, a superstar in this league. I don't see them giving him up like that. You'd have to at least throw somebody else in there, maybe Chandler or somebody else like that, to try to do a trade like that, and then get Okafor, he's a good center, you know. Plays. I mean, he's probably not as good as he was a couple of years ago, but that's still a double-double center in this league.
And that would be more fantasy.
I don't believe it either. As much as I'd love to see David Lee retire as a Knick, man, that trade would be too great to pass up.
Man, that'll never happen. I never see that trade happening, never.
I don't see it happen either, because I think Chris Paul's going to be a free agent at the end of the 2012 season.
Yeah.
So I don't see that happening.
But if we could keep David Lee and get, I don't know, LeBron maybe or Joe Johnson, that'd be great.
Yeah, it would be. They need to draft the center. They really need that post up presence, you know, guy who could rebound, score inside, block shots. They need a guy like that, because that way they could help David Lee, put him back into his natural power forward position, and by that David Lee would improve on his defense, because he don't have to play against bigger centers, natural centers.
Yeah, well, you don't know me, man. I could post up. Yeah, they could use me as a center. Because I post, you know, I don't only do posting in bed. You know, I do it on the court, too.
Oh, we're talking about the court, man. We're talking about posting up NBA players.
Just saying.
But hopefully they get some play, improve this team, because they should be, even if they don't get LeBron or Wade, who, by the way, Wade had to score 46 points to save the Celtics from being eliminated by at least one game. So Celtics, so Heat won't get swept this year, but they're very well going to lose in five.
Yeah, most. Has Nate been playing good?
Nate, I have no idea, but I remember they towards the end of the year, the regular season, they didn't make him play that much. So I don't know how he's doing in the if he's even playing in the postseason.
Right.
But the Celtics isn't the same. They definitely aren't the same team. Garnett's getting older. He's becoming more of a dirty player, getting into fights with people. This guy used to be a kind of guy when he was with the Timberwolves. Now he put on that Celtic green, and now he's like, the dude is,
mean.
Like, the Incredible Hulk now. He's, dude.
Orlando, man, they look like they can't be stopped right now. They're about to beat the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah.
Is it Milwaukee you're playing against?
Maybe not Milwaukee. Is it Charlotte? No, I think it's Hornets.
Yeah, I think it's Charlotte.
Not Hornets. I mean, Bobcats,
Yeah.
The Bobcats are facing.
Look like they're about to sweep them out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Charlotte might, it's possible they might go to the NBA Finals for the second in a row.
You mean Bobcat?
Orlando.
Orlando, right.
Yeah, Orlando. Sorry about that.
Right. No problem. But, they got that dominant center.
Yep, Dwight Howard, Superman.
Yeah. Speaking of Wade, there's people that are saying that there's practically no shot of him coming to the Knicks.
I don't know Wade. He's like,
he's too injury prone.
He's cocky.
Well, LeBron's cocky too, but I wouldn't mind LeBron on the Knicks.
Yeah.
Wade's too
injury. I want LeBron in front of Wade. I need it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. That's what everybody wants.
And plus, I don't like Dwayne Wade's T-Mobile commercials with Charles Barkley, so. Another thing.
Yeah, you might aim like, Dwayne, I heard you're going to play on the Knicks this year. Which one would you rather have, Dwayne Wade or Charles Barkley now?
Yeah. Charles Barkley. He could still rebound.
I don't think that is going to happen because Charles Barkley always hated the Knicks.
Yeah.
That's when the Knicks was good.
Yeah. I remember one time Charles Oakley body slammed him to the floor.
Was that when he was at Hornets or Phoenix?
He was
no, not Houston. Hornets. I mean Houston. That's what I meant to say. When I said Hornets,
yeah.
I meant Houston.
Yeah, he was at Houston at the time. And I think he was trying to get the rebound on top of Oakley. And Oakley, body slammed him to the floor. And I think he tried to throw a punch at Oakley, and Oakley punched him in the face. And they almost got escalated into a brawl.
I'm assuming they got ejected out of the game.
Yeah.
I would assume so, yeah. I mean, come on. Punch is thrown, gotta get ejected. What year was that, would you say?
Man, that was like 98, I think. 97? Could have been 97, 98. I think probably 98. Yeah, man, back then, Oakley didn't play. Charles Oakley shit.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, he was one of the hardworking Knicks ever, and this guy could rebound like nobody.
Yeah. I mean, that's the greatest Knicks run since their championship days in the 70s. Yeah, man.
Missed that
to this
guy.
Day, you can see, you know, the perfect strangers on the street. We just talk about the Knicks, and people will have the same passion, the same energy that everybody, you know, remembers about the Knicks that usually that you know that played, you know, during that great Knicks era,
yeah.
Which unfortunately just led to two NBA final appearances, but no NBA titles to show for it.
No rings.
Yep. That those teams, man. Those teams are like that's like the most beloved team in this city that didn't win a title.
Yeah, for real. I remember when the Knicks lost in the 97 Eastern Conference semifinals to Miami Heat. After all those players got suspended, I was crying after the Game 7 loss.
Yeah, man. It's messed up, man. It's so close, but damn, Jordan, man. Jordan, man, that was the number one guy that stood in our way. You got Jordan, you got Olajuwon in 94, you know, dominating.
Yeah.
And
mostly Jordan, man. Jordan stood out. Jordan and Reggie Miller. Those guys stood in our way a lot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jordan, Reggie Miller. Yeah, Morning tried to stand in our way, but we always kick his butt for the most part.
Man,
except for that 97.
Yeah, that was the only year, 97. But that was out of luck because we all the opposite suspended.
Yep. But yeah, Jordan and Olajuwon, that year, man, in 94, that guy literally stood in our way.
Yep.
But it's Jordan, man, and Knicks isn't the only one. Ewing can't, you know, hold his head down, you know, for not producing on the titles that he promised the Knicks. But look at Utah. If Ewing had at least one of those guys, if he had Stockton and Or Malone, come on, that's a NBA Finals right there.
Yo, 94, Olajuwon, he didn't really stand in our way. I mean, you and I played him in that NBA Finals.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Damn starts, man.
Ewing even outplayed him in the college.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Ewing was outplayed Olajuwon, but unfortunately, you know, like you said, the Starks had that. As great as he was in Game 6 of the NBA Finals, that's how horrible he was in Game 7, going like 2 for 17, 2 for 19, or whatever. It was,
yeah.
That's my boy. That's my favorite player, but, man, he just didn't have it that day.
I look stark, but Game 6, he was hot, you know,
yeah,
shooting
Game
3 points all over the place. But remember, he had the chance to make a last shot in that game. He got his shot blocked by Olajuwon.
Right, right. Yes, that's true.
And the next game, we all remember what happened there.
Yes, we all know what happened. Still haunted by that.
Oh. Main Starks.
Man. And then the next year after that, Olajuwon sweeps the Magic, man. Why couldn't he lose in 94? It's the way it is, unfortunately. That's why I always, after Ewing got traded and he retired, I was hoping he would, you know, come back to the organization and, you know, finally get that ring. Kind of like how Yankee fans wish, Don Mattingly, you know, didn't go to Dodgers as a, you know, a bench and hitting coach and remain with the Yankees. So whenever they won, he would have got that title that he diluted him when, you know, throughout their playing careers.
Right.
But
yeah,
unfortunately, that didn't happen for either one of those guys.
Yeah, I wish Manley could have stayed with, I mean, he could have got a ring last year. He had stayed.
Yeah, true. Had he stayed one more year, in 96, he would have got it there then, too.
Yeah. He's leaving one year before we get a ring.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, that kind of happened to Rusty Staub with the Mets. I mean, of course, he's not on the same caliber of Don Mattingly, but this guy was a good player. He was on the 73 Mets, one win away from winning a title, and then he got traded back to the Mets. He played with the 74 and 85, and then afterwards, 86, he wasn't on the Mets, and they won.
Messed up.
Yeah, Don Mattingly is like the greatest Yankee who never won a title.
Yeah, got that right.
Probably the only Yankee that's not a Hall of Famer.
You should give him like some kind of honorary championship ring or something.
Hey, maybe you guys should.
Deserves it.
Same thing goes for my boy Piazza. You know, guy didn't win the title. No, he took us to the postseason. In 99 and 2000, but, he didn't have that other Hall of Fame player, you know, offensively to back him up, and he won championship lists also.
Oh, and by the way, Yankees lose 8-4, so game's over.
So what
Yankees gets the win, and Vasquez gets the loss.
What's Vasquez's record?
1-3.
Well, Vasquez has a lot of, work cut out for him. You know, he got a... Because the weird thing about it is when he got booed, his first start at Yankee Stadium since 04.
Yep.
You know, he seemed a little, a little shocked and surprised about his reaction about the fans booing him, you know, because they still have the memories of 05. I mean of 04. You know, his last appearance, you know, when he gave up, he was horrible. You know, Game 7 of the 04 ALCS, including the Johnny Damon Grand Slam. But he shouldn't worry about that. I mean, it was 6 years ago. Here's his chance to redeem himself, and he should just put it in the past.
If you look at it right now, he's the only one in the rotation that's not pitching good right now. Only the guy that's pitching good except for him.
Right.
And he has 3 of our 5 losses right now. 3 of our 6 losses, so.
Wow.
Not good.
Yeah, he gotta step up his game. He got put 06, just like he was surprised that they're still... The Yankee fans are not cutting him slack because of his performance his first time around. You know, he got to move on and try to, you know, the only way he's going to make them forget about 04 is that, you know, he actually produces, you know, turns this season around and help them win another title this year. That's the only way he's going to get, the Yankee fans off his back.
Well, he doesn't start producing. He's going to be either out of rotation or he's traded, so...
Or
cut
him. I think you guys are paying him what, $12 to $15 million, you know, from acquiring him from the Braves in the Melky Cabrera trade.
Yeah. Well, so I mean, like, gotta get his act together, or things gonna happen.
Oh yeah, he definitely needs to step up his game.
Yankees are impatient, so.
Yep, especially their fans.
If you don't produce, you're out of here.
Hey, Mets fans are like that too. I mean, we're all New York fans. We're passionate about our teams. Gotta produce in this town. You produce, your legacy lives forever. If you don't, then you're just another bum trying to steal money.
Damn, Kim Jones got some nice legs.
Who?
Kim Jones. She's wearing like a skirt interviewing Joe Girardi. He has some nice legs. I mean, I don't want to sound like a pervert, but you could almost see a for sure, too. Everybody, put on Yes Network right now. Damn it. You're going to show more after the game. That was just a preview of an interview with Joe Girardi. Yesterday, you were telling me that Kim Jones, she's married. I was surprised to find that out.
Yeah, I think I heard that before.
Damn it.
Well, there's plenty of fishes in the sea, my friend.
Yeah, all those wet dreams I had about her now, I can't have them anymore. Anyway.
Well, speaking of that, I guess we'll go over to the WWE news about your favorite diva, Mickie James.
Man. Why you have to make me depressed again?
What? Sorry. I had to look for a segue.
Damn it, man. You missed that fine, juicy buttocks of Mickie James.
But you were going to talk about her, you know, her in-ring, you know, abilities.
Oh, yeah, I like her. Yeah, I mean, she's a great wrestler, but I like her butt more. As we all do. You gotta admit, I mean, you liked her butt more than you actually like her as a wrestler.
She's a fine wrestler. I'm not just talking about her in-ring abilities. But seriously, you know, that's a dumb move by WWE. They need to stop cutting people. You know, they cut her, they cut Shelton Benjamin, they cut, you know, some other scrubs, you know, that, you know, they haven't really done anything, you know, WWE, because they're not pushing them. But
yeah, what about cutting Drew McIntyre?
Yeah, well, the reason why is because he's buddies with Triple H.
He's whack.
He is whack. But they're not going to cut him. Unfortunately, that's how it is in WWE, man. It's not what you do. It's not your ability. It's who you know, who you're friends with at the top. Same buddies with Triple H, man. You ain't gonna get nothing. You ain't gonna get no title shots.
Triple H, big nose, man. Always interesting things.
But the reason why Mickie James got cut is because of her. She's trying to pursue her her country music career. So unfortunately nowadays, I don't know. It looks like going back to The Rock. Once you start doing your extracurricular activities, WWE doesn't allow you to juggle, because towards the end of Rock's career, when he was doing both, reportedly he was, he wasn't pleased that they notified him that his contract was up, you know, after it expired. I think that's what probably led to him, you know, just sticking to, you know, doing movies, and his relationship with WWE soured until recently.
I actually dreamed that The Rock came back last night.
What are you saying?
I actually dreamed that The Rock came back to the WWE last night.
Oh. What happened?
Like, he was hosting. Like, you know, something on Raw. And he was just talking.
Did he say anything memorable in the...
I don't even remember what he said, but I remember he was in the ring and he was guest hosting. I had a dream about him. Funny that you say that.
Well, he's supposed to do that soon anyway. People are expecting him to do it in June 7th or sometime in the summertime. So we shall see if or when he will really do it.
Yeah.
But the kind of, you just reminded me, I had a dream yesterday too, but it wasn't about The Rock or WWE. I had a dream that I was watching a Mets Marlin game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the ball was hit to a left fielder. I would assume it would be Jason Bay, since he's the current left fielder.
Right.
So the left fielder caught the ball. He makes the last out. And then he started leaping in the air, and everybody started getting excited. And then somehow in my dream, I realized that Mets clinched the NLCS against the Marlins. I don't know how that... I never dreamed about, like sports like that, you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I never dreamed of titles or championships or anything, or clinching or sports-related stuff, period. But it was just kind of odd yesterday. Yeah, against the Marlins of all teams. It's like I was just watching the game. Somehow I didn't realize in the dream I'm just watching all I remember is the last out was hit to the left fielder, which it's currently Bay. He catches the ball. He leaps in the air, and everybody, celebrating. You know, the fans are excited. And then from that, I'm like, we won the NLCS. As weird as that sounds, I assume in the dream we're gonna face either the Yankees or the Angels. I don't know who won, but I assume the Mets won. But then again, who knows? That's
pretty much.
That's all I remember from the dream, really.
That's funny.
Back to the WWE. People were saying that and what you were saying, that kind of segues to your dream. People are saying that how, with all these cuts, maybe this is setting them up for them to do something big. To maybe sign a huge free agent, maybe The Rock or whoever to come back. Who knows?
Yeah, it's possible.
Very possible.
Because it literally doesn't make any sense for them to cut Mickey James or even Shelton Benjamin for that matter. Because sure, he didn't have the charisma, but this guy had high flying ability. He's a fan favorite. I mean, they underutilize this guy.
Yeah, man. I'm just gonna miss Mickey James, man. I don't care about anyone else.
I definitely don't care about Jesse, a.k.a. Slam Master J, or Funaki. I mean, this isn't 2000 anymore.
Man, he could go to hell.
I didn't even know he was still signed by the... I wouldn't go that far. But the guy, he hasn't... He popped up apparently maybe once a year or so. When's the last time we saw this guy? 2 years ago or so, who knows and who cares really? But I think they're gonna release Mike Knox too.
Who?
Remember Mike Knox, that guy? He's like this, like this big dude. He has a long beard.
Oh yeah, okay. I know you're talking about now.
Yeah.
Man, I don't care about him either.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care about him either. Also, because WWE, they can't... Back in the days, they used to know how to utilize giants. Now they can't utilize... other than Undertaker and Kane, I mean, ever since then, all these giants suck.
Tell me about it.
The only time...
To be a bum.
What are you saying?
Ray Kali is a bum.
You keep reading my mind, man. other than Great Khali, when he first showed up as a villain, and he's like, I was like, who's this guy? He just came out, this giant dude, and he just attacked Undertaker. After that, when they turn him into a good guy, kissing, random people, random ladies, in the audience, that just destroyed his whole gimmick. Not to mention, this guy can't wrestle. I mean, this guy has a lot of knee injuries, and he doesn't move around. It's like pretty much when people are fighting against him, he doesn't walk to the person. He just pretty much stands there and just attacks the person when the person comes to him. He's like Dalzum from Street Fighter. He stretches out and attacks. He doesn't even move his body.
This guy came out with that blonde wig trying to defend MacGruber.
Oh yeah! I forgot about that. What was it? The Calibre?
Calibre, something like that.
Whatever the hell he called himself. Yeah, and the reason why the SmackDown wrestlers were in Raw on Raw on Monday was, of course, because of the Raw wrestlers were during the European tour, and because of the volcano, they were stuck. They couldn't. They weren't cleared to fly. On a plane to come back to New Jersey in time for Raw.
I actually enjoyed that Raw.
Me too.
Triple H making fun of CM Punk.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too, because other than Raw and SmackDown is like, it's actually focuses on wrestling.
Yeah.
And build on feuds. Raw is just pretty much, the special guest referee and John Cena and, Batista and Triple H, and the same guys pretty much, win their matches.
Yeah.
It's anticlimactic, you know. It's like I could just read the script and say, okay, John Cena's gonna do that double, that block tackle thing. Then he's gonna his opponent's gonna punch. He's gonna duck out of the way and then do that slam thing that he does before he does the five knuckle shuffle. And then he does the STF, the attitude adjustment, pin him, or do the STFU and win. So it's pretty much, you know, that's why, I mean, WWE needs to do something to shake up the fan base. So there's some fans, you know, like yourself, you know, that are really pissed off. There's the firing Mickey James is like the last straw for them.
Yeah, that was messed up, man. That was, he didn't deserve that.
He could actually wrestle, man. And, you know, shows you it's a business, man.
Yeah, man, I wanted to bang her before she had that. Now I have no chance. I knew you wanted to bang her too, right?
Say what?
You wanted to bang Mickey James also, right?
Well,
All the young fans wondering. If you're a male and you like divas, Mickey James is on top of the list. You just think.
But she's hot, so I'll let you think of the answer. What do you think?
Now what diva do we have left? Mickey Guerrero? I mean, we still got Mariz, but.
Well, yeah, of course.
She's not Mickey James.
You got Layla. You got Samsung Cool. You got Eve.
It's gonna take me some to forgive Mickey James. Layla
Samsung Cool. Well, they just read the script.
What they did.
I would assume that, you know, they're not cool with the script, but they, you know, they gotta do what they gotta do.
That was still uncalled for what they did to Mickey James.
Yeah, that whole storyline about making fun of her supposed obesity, which she, you know, clearly she's not.
Yeah, she deserved that.
Yeah, it's uncalled for.
So it's gonna take some time for me to forgive them for that.
You shouldn't forgive WWE because it's them who tried this whole stupid Mickey James storyline.
Right.
But with that, I would assume the draft is tomorrow.
The NBA draft?
No, the WWE draft.
Oh, right, WWE draft. Yeah, well, I'm talking about NBA draft.
And,
yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
And whatchamacallit, Otis James' last appearance is going to be tonight at Extreme Rules. And of course, baseball prime time against the Braves at ESPN.
Yeah.
See, about an hour from now. I'm going to check that out. I'll see you guys later. Any last words you want to say before we go?
No.
Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to another episode. Guys, next week. I bless you.
Guys.